This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Warmer weather and sunny skies lead to many taking part in more outdoor activities. This month's fundraising events are also heading outside. Tomorrow and Saturday, Compton Gardens in Bentonville will host National Public Garden Days with their annual native tree and plant sale, among other events. Tomorrow, Dr. Al Einert will offer a talk on the folklore of Ozark trees and plants from 11 a.m. to noon. That's followed by a preview of the plant sale for supporters and volunteers of Compton Gardens. Saturday's sale will be open to the public, as well as many family activities such as a hike and hunt for trees and a wood-turning demonstration. PeelCompton.org for more information and a list of available plants. The gardens will also host a wine tasting event May 17th.
Washington Elementary's 11th annual tour of homes is Saturday. Members of the community are invited to tour 6 homes within the Washington School District. That's in Fayetteville. Homes include an early 1930s and a modern condominium. Tickets are $25. All proceeds benefit the school. You can search Washington Elementary School's 11th annual tour of homes on Facebook for a list of the homes included in the tour.
The 19th annual greening of the garden is Tuesday, May 13th at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. This unique gala begins at 6 p.m. when guests are invited to tour the 12 gardens and enjoy drinks and hors d'oeuvres before dinner is served on the Great Lawn. There will also be a raffle and silent auction. BGOzarks.org for tickets and more information.
Open Avenues will host its 17th annual Spring Fling Golf Tournament and Luau the 16th and the 17th. The organization opens Avenues to adults living with disabilities. The Luau is the 17th. Side note, I will be honored to be the MC at that event.
I didn't even know that.
Well, there you go. You can learn more at openavenues.org.
Yet another golf tournament is Monday, May 19th. It will take place at Pinnacle Country Club to benefit the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter. There will be a 4-player scramble with a chance to win whole prizes. NWACS.org to enter.
And May 30th at Shadow Valley Country Club, Beat the Heat Summer Swing. All proceeds go to the Kendrick Fincher Hydration for Life Foundation. KendrickFincher.org for information.
The 5th annual Singing for Space picnic will take place Saturday, May 17th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Dog Party USA in Taneytown. This fundraising event benefits Spay, Arkansas, the region's only low-cost spay and neuter clinic that has the aim of reducing the number of homeless pets and those euthanized. Since opening just over 3 years ago, Spay, Arkansas has fixed over 13,000 animals, drastically reducing the number of unwanted pets in the area. Marcia Donnelly is the founder of the organization. She began raising funds for this mission over 7 years ago and is still an active volunteer and involved in the daily operations of the clinic. Donnelly says she has recently conducted a survey of 7 animal shelters in Benton, Washington, and Madison counties and reports a 24% euthanasia rate in 2013. That's down from over 50% just a few years ago.
It's got to have made some kind of difference, at least to those animal owners and those cats and the dog. I think that there's less puppies and kittens on Craigslist or in the newspaper or out in front of the grocery store. Things are really improving in Northwest Arkansas, generally speaking, which is great. And I hope we're part of that. I think we are. Kitties, like, no.
The day of my visit was a slow one, with just 26 patients served. On a busy day, the clinic sees upwards of 50 sterilizations, with a record of 72 feral cats in one day. Many neighborhoods and businesses have a feral cat problem, and Spay, Arkansas offered a $10 apiece spay and neuter to try to control that population. They were unsure of the event's popularity because people would have to trap the cats the night before. They were shocked when 72 came in. Spay, Arkansas partners with other members of the community and organizations such as the Humane Society, Keeley Farms, Lee and Kendra Davis, and the Blue Moon Cat Shelter for other programs that have also proven to be successful, such as offering reduced prices for the sterilization of black animals, pit bulls, and chihuahuas.
Population that we need to address is the ones that are the biggest intake in the shelters. So that would be pit bull lab crosses, pit bulls, big black dogs. I mean, those are the ones that come in and don't get adopted. And Springdale, there's a lot of chihuahuas.
Spay, Arkansas also sees animals from Oklahoma and Missouri because of their extreme low cost to the community. Thanks to donations from individuals and businesses and events like Singing for Spays, they are able to offer these services. And thanks to volunteers. About half of the staff, including two vets and two vet techs, are paid employees. But the remaining workers are all volunteer. Many are full-time, as Donnelly is. And each has a soft heart when it comes to our furry friends. Their help to the community doesn't stop with spay and neutering. They also offer assistance in finding foster and permanent homes to orphaned animals. Donnelly herself has three dogs and many more cats she's taken in.
Last week, the Rogers shelter brought in like 8 cats. We work closely with several rescues, and two rescues came and looked at the cats, and we found homes for all of the cats. Romaine, the manager, has been working a lot with the Madison County Shelter and rescuing dogs out of there, and that's been pretty great. At least 10 have gone from here to Colorado, and we'll spay and neuter them and give them their shots and their heartworm tests. And
she's also helping a family who recently moved to the area and purchased a farm. They want more animals. A welcome client to have, as spay is in the business of no more unwanted pets. Since opening in 2011, their prices have risen just $5, and anyone meeting their income requirements are welcome to utilize their services. As they expand their programs, Spay Arkansas is also trying to offer more education about those services and programs and the ramifications of leaving an animal unaltered and unattended.
Those puppies, a litter of 11 or something, what are they going to do with it? So, besides taking it to the shelter, if that's their plan, that's not really a very good plan. And I think a lot of people don't realize how many, pit bulls and pit crosses there are, and how unlike, I mean, they love them, so they don't see why somebody wouldn't want to adopt their puppies. They don't know that that's probably not going to happen.
Spay Arkansas's 5th annual Singing for Spays picnic fundraiser will take place next Saturday evening at Dog Party USA in Tawnytown. It is $25 a person. Dogs are free. Barbecue, chicken, and brats will be available, as well as beer and wine, with music by Kevin Banach. For more information, visit spayarkansas.org. This is Ozarks at Large.